We got another day of NBA action. And with FanDuel, every night is a watch party. So it's time for your FanDuel crew to make their bets. So, what's the move tonight, gang? You know the new customers who bet $5 get $150 back in bonus bets? Woohoo! We're heating up, fam! Bet all the stars with all your friends and make every moment more, only on FanDuel. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ow. Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy rinse-free whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White, a whiter smile without the wince.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spooked. The Scary Story Improvised Podcast. I'm Damian Depping.
I'm Cody Crane.
Oh, and here we are back again.
Oh, the boys are back.
You were afraid we weren't going to come back. Every one of you listening right now.
Yeah.
You're like, these guys are dead. I hate these guys. They're not coming back.
8 years of this podcast, and they're like, they could quit
at any
moment.
Week. This is the week that you thought we were done. But guess what, buckos? We're back.
Well, I mean, we're back, and and it's because of the energy that we've been getting lately.
That's all I've had today is energy.
That's true, because we've been drinking these little magic mines, they're called. Yeah, so it's like a matcha drink, and I've been dealing with coffee addiction all my life, and this thing's kind of waving me off of it a little bit.
Well, I gotta say, like, because we a little behind the curtain here, peek for the people at home. We recorded another episode, and I had a coffee and a magic mind at the same time, and then it was hitting me a little hard, but right now I've really mellowed out and I'm still alert, so I'm feeling good right now.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about the magic mind, is that it doesn't have you crash like coffee, you know?
Yeah,
it keeps you going. You don't feel the hard crash, because when you have that coffee, you crash and burn so hard you're down in bed, you're almost dead, for God's sakes. But with the magic mind, you're not.
No.
And
they've got the ingredients to help you.
And that's why I recommend it to everyone. And we got a little code even.
That's right. If you go to magicmind.co/spooked, you can get 40% off your subscription for the next 10 days with the code spooked20. And then so that for the next 10 days, 40% off your subscription. And they also have a 5% off subscription discount already. So that's a total of 45% off. That's pretty good.
Hey, look at that. How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah, we're giving out deals, and we're making people's lives better with Magic Mind.
Deals, steals, and squeals. That's what we do.
But you know what, Damian?
What?
Magic Mind's not our only friend.
Oh, shit.
Because we got another friend here today. We got a guest here. We got national treasure. We have actor Tony Nappo here.
Yay!
Oh my God, we were going to need to get Nick Cage to find you there with that delay.
Well, this delay is going to fucking kill us. Can they hear? They probably can hear me before you can.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure. Actually.
Yeah, I think anybody can hear you before we can.
I got some other version of the Magic Mind shit, but I can't get you a discount.
Oh, jeez. Okay, yeah. Well.
It'll keep you awake for days. Keep you awake for fucking days.
Wow. Well, Tony, it's been a while since you've been on the podcast. It's been about, I would say...
Years, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I must have really shit the bed last time.
man, you've been too big. You've been too big time Hollywood
remember,
for us.
I just remember saying, I am a big of a bit of a big shot, but I do remember just yelling fuck a lot, and all the actual improvisers just kind of staring at me.
I gotta say, it's one of our one of our favorite moments of doing this the show. So
yeah,
okay, great, awesome.
It's
definitely my favorite moment of doing this show.
Well, you did it a couple
not
times
a lot of
in that short period, and both I times did, yeah. you screamed fuck a lot at the mic, I think. So I think we're in for a
I was a
today.
Regular for a while.
Yeah.
I'm not screaming fuck today until I have to.
Okay, good. Thank God.
Yeah. Well, you're a big shot now. You got to get paid the extra for
that's
that.
That's true.
That's the trademark.
That's right. That's right. I don't give those fucks away for free.
No.
Well, Tony, it's been a while since you've been on, like I said, but you've been on all of these shows since. You're on Strays, regular on that, Pretty Hard Cases, too, regular on that, watch you on that, you're great. And recently, one of our favorite shows that Damien and I sit down together every Wednesday and
watch
is Chucky.
Together.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've never seen the show, but I can see why people like it after seeing that episode.
Yeah,
it's fucking nuts. It's nuts.
That was
like
actually one of my
horror movie on steroids.
Yeah, that was actually one of my favorite episodes that we've seen of the show as well.
It was so good. It was so good. I mean, I knew Joey Pants from a movie we did in Italy, so he recommended me to Don Mancini, the creator of Chucky and director, and
really
and Don's a fellow Italian. Mm-hmm. My grandmother used to say Italian because she wasn't Italian, and
my dad does the same with
my grandmother had two daughters and they both... My grandmother had two daughters that married Italian, and she used to tell me when I was a little boy, you're not a goddamn Italian, you're Canadian. So that's how that went. So anyway, so Joey recommended me to Don. I still had to audition. I got it. And I had known Meg Tilly because we'd done a play at the Tarragon like 10 years ago. And so Meg spoke highly of me. So Jennifer was very welcoming. And and then Sutton was fantastic. We still text all the time. And it was just a great experience. I just had to go in and be an asshole to all these super famous people.
Yeah, it was fun because that like episodes like Cameo City too, right?
Yeah,
Gina Gershon there too, and totally. Everything, and what's... like just some
Gina legends. Gina loved kicking when I was on the ground, supposed to be like really dead, but they were pretending I wasn't dead. She really loved kicking me a lot, and she really kicked the fuck out of me, and was like, "Ah, you're." You really look dead. You're a good actor. Stop fucking kicking.
I mean, that episode really kind of like, it was such a standalone, like turn the show on its head kind of thing too. So the fact that it does stand apart from it too is such a fun part of the show.
Yeah. And your character brought so much to it.
It was great. Thank you. I as I was reading it, I just kept being confused all the time because it says Jennifer and then it says Tiffany. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I'll just go in and say my line.
Yeah.
That's fair. A friend of ours started watching the show, not having seen the movies, and he watched, I think, the first season. And we're like, man, you kind of have to watch the movies in order to get what's happening.
Yeah, it's cool. It's it's the only horror franchise I can think of where Don's been the writer for all of them, right? Like he's done it from the beginning.
Like 25 fucking years.
Yeah. Every other horror movie, they switch like the director right every time, right?
But so. It's so nice having that continuity. There's something like fun, and like when you have these callbacks that happen, you're like, oh, okay, now I know why this is happening, and it's exciting. Sure. Like your favorite character came back.
Yeah, I love it. Like that episode's a favorite of mine because it was insane, and I love the seed of Chucky because it's absolutely fucking
it's
insane. So I love the like the Glenn character or whatever. It was Billy Boyd in the movie with like a British accent for some reason.
Very weird.
Okay.
Speaking of,
it's a crazy fucking show.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you.
Great to do. Great to do.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you, too, about a new movie, Vandits, too. A lot of I remember you because I'm friends with Jesse Camacho, too, who's in it as well. Right. And I remember both of you posting about it during it. And I know that
John Candy.
Sorry. Oh, I missed the what you said there.
I said the new John Candy, but I said it like a half fucking hour ago now.
but yeah, Jesse's amazing. That was the one I remember.
Yeah,
seeing
you paid your Wi-Fi bill, right? You guys have paid your Wi-Fi bill?
Nah, we don't pay it.
No,
we're stealing it from the neighbors.
Yeah, there's a Starbucks a couple blocks up.
Okay. Yeah.
But that was the one that the stuff was stolen on set, is it not?
That's right. Well, they the night before our first day of shooting, our equipment van got stolen. Now, you know, it was a pickup truck with a fucking trailer on the back of it. So they stole the truck and the trailer. And eventually they found that they, once the news had broken that it was stolen, they just dumped the equipment somewhere in an alley or something. Eventually it was all recovered, but we shot the film without it. We shot the film with borrowed equipment and donated equipment. William F. White stepped in, I believe, and helped a lot. But, you know, it was just a fucking $900,000 film. We had like three lights and a camera. Like, it wasn't that much of a steal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing with the movies, right? Like, this is a smaller movie. So when you, if you like miss any kind of day for any reason, like it's almost a killer for those things. Yeah. So the fact that it still like went on and now in the Cineplex and everything, like it's great. And it adds a little bit to the story.
Yeah, no, for sure. We shot in 3 weeks. You know, Jan came in for like a few days. Rico was there for a few days. Rob was there for a few days, different few days. So that was fun. Like to have, you know, them come in and inject some, you know, freshness to it because essentially it's all of us in either a van or a fucking room for the whole movie. So it was just us and we all got on super well. Victoria Turco was the new kid on the block from Winnipeg, one of the locals, but she did a great job. Jesse and Francesco are both, you know, accomplished young actors. As I said, Jesse's the John Candy of Canada now. The John Candy of Canada, like there's any other kind of John Candy. And then those other folks came in, and Adam as the cop and Stu as the little Jewish the Jewish elf. The producer and director, Adam Rodness and Stu Stone. And it was just good, you know, and the first time I watched it, we watched it alone with those guys and my daughter. And I liked it, but you know, I all saw all the stuff I didn't like the first time. And then the second time was the premiere. So I listened to the audience to see what they were watching. So that, you know, made me a little bit on pins and needles. It's the first time I've ever been the lead in a film ever. And then I watched it a third time the other night, you know, just went to watch it.
Yeah.
And I fucking loved it. So I think that's probably the most truthful viewing because I wasn't being protective or defensive or looking for, you know, you always anticipate people are going to point out the bad shit. But the last time I watched it, it's just a good fucking movie. And I think people are going to enjoy it over, you know, people are going to have to find it.
Yeah.
So that probably won't happen until, you know, a next Christmas. It'll be on Christmas. It'll be on Hollywood Suite this Christmas. And then, you know, hopefully by next Christmas, the word gets around and it'll grow and grow and grow. Hopefully it'll get on Netflix or something where it has a wide audience, but it's a very likable film. And if people don't like it, fuck it. They can watch something else.
It seems like everyone involved is super proud of it, and it's a good sign of a quality movie too. Yeah. You know?
I mean, we made it for fuck all, you know, and I did, you know, we all did probably $20,000 worth of stunts in the film. We're all getting shot and beat up and thrown all over the fucking place, and we did all that for free, you know, because we just really believed in what we were doing. Yeah. This is the second film I made with those two guys. I made a film called Faking a Murderer with them before, and And that had a lot of success, you know, relatively speaking, again, for a low budget Canadian film. And so on the success of that, they made this. And now these two guys are just like up and coming filmmakers who I think made 8 films at this point, but the last two really broke through. And I think I'll be doing a lot more with those guys until they get sick of me.
That's amazing. It's great to find someone like that. And it's great that this got in the Cineplex for a run too, you know, like that's awesome.
Totally. I mean, that's just to qualify for awards and shit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In Winnipeg, they actually just announced that they got extended for another week, which is fucking nuts.
Wow.
And I think we probably would have got extended in Toronto, except the new Black Panther movie has come out and taken, I think, every fucking screen at the Cineplex.
Yeah, it takes like 6 or 7 screens for sure.
I think. It definitely took our screen.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We had a good run. And for Canadian film, we made a little bit of noise. And the reviews have been uniformly good. So, now it's just on to whatever's next.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, I'm excited, and we'll definitely share around when it is out for everybody on the streaming and everything.
Well, have you guys seen it? Because until you see it, I don't want to fucking talk to you guys again.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't send us a screener.
Yeah.
If I had one, I'd send it. I promise.
Yeah, I'm too busy watching the Black Panther movie in every screen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we just been we pay for one ticket, we see it 8 times.
What a rat. You guys are rats.
But we got to dive into a spookier note, because you've been on the podcast before, but I don't think we've ever asked you, do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in ghosts. I don't know what I believe. You know, I've been watching a lot of shit. I'm obsessed with death.
Yeah.
So that's where I can actually answer the question without being an asshole. I'll still probably be an asshole. I don't know what happens. I just don't know. And people, you see people, I watched like something called Close Calls with Death or any kind of documentary that has people who claim they have died and had an experience. And I don't know. I mean, are they telling the truth? Are they trying to get attention? I just don't know. You don't know who to believe about anything, but I do believe. You know, it's the same as like asking, do you believe in life after death to some extent? I just don't know. I mean, I want to, but the pessimist in me, the same part of me that watches a movie looking for all the bad shit, thinks it doesn't make any fucking sense. Like my mom just died like 3 months ago and she didn't believe in anything. I don't believe in anything, but what the fuck do we know? Like, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I die and you know, there's a band playing and I get to hang out with Elvis or whatever, but I'm not counting on it. I think where I've landed is my conscious mind, my conscious identity, Tony Napo, is probably dead, and my memories and everything that goes with it, everything that goes with this existence. Cause I don't remember anything that happened before this existence, you know, all time before I was born is just a half second to me. So the bright side is if death is like that, eternity is going to pass in half a second. If anything happens after death with any kind of conscious state involved, that would be awesome. I'll go haunt a theater or a production house or maybe just some woman who I didn't like. Somebody who broke my heart, I'll just be there. Making spooky noises or whatever, but I don't know. I mean, I'm open to the idea of anything because you're a fucking idiot if you aren't. But I'd like to have some tangible proof, and there seems to be enough examples of some kind of tangible proof. I have a buddy, Dan Sturges in New York, who hosts a show where he goes in and he's got all the equipment. So he'll go into a haunted house, and, you know, tape things and video things and extra sensory sound equipment or whatever. And he showed me like, you know, here's a voice. And he recorded a voice in a room where there was no people. So who the fuck knows? But maybe you're just catching some radio frequency. Maybe you're catching a radio signal or a CB or something. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I don't know. If we knew, then we wouldn't be having the conversation. But I like the idea that there are ghosts, that there's a lot of shit happening around us that we don't understand. Like, I'm sure there's aliens. I'm sure there's extraterrestrial life. I've seen enough evidence, quote unquote, to convince me that that exists and that's real. So, I mean, we know nothing. Human beings think we know everything and we know nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of my own voice now.
It's interesting because you almost have a mix of the perspective of Damien and I.
Right. Yeah.
Damien's a skeptic, awfully cynical, but I am a believer in ghosts.
I always liked him better.
Yeah. I'm a believer in ghosts because I'm Italian, and I think the only reason that you slightly believe in them is because you are too.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow. And that's my problem. I'm not Italian.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's your problem on so many levels.
Yeah.
Hey, I ate a lot of pizza growing up. So that's got to count for something, right?
Yeah. Sorry, Damien, but you're no Italian. That's
yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Room for everyone at the table.
Oh, thank God. I appreciate it.
It is interesting though. Like I've had the paranormal experiences myself. That's why I believe in them, and I think that my
like
parents
what?
Were kind of the same
like
way.
What?
Oh, I've
what?
Seen.
What do you have?
I've seen ghosts. I've seen dark figures move in the room. I've seen orbs and all of that shit.
Were you high?
No.
High at the time?
No. Not high. I was on this magic mind stuff, but other than that,
I've seen a lot of shit too. But I know why.
That's my.
You know, also Cody, I never realized you're Italian. I never realized you're Italian. But now that you say it, you're so fucking Italian when I look at you.
Yeah, it's the sauce stains on the shirt that does it, right?
We share that, yeah.
He should have a butcher shop or a butcher shop or something.
Yeah.
I gotta do something around here.
That's true. You should.
Yeah, the podcast isn't working out. I gotta go.
Gotta get out of this game. You gotta start selling.
Yeah. Only 8 years. It's only been 8 years.
Well, I mean, you could always tie the two together.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Podcast in the back.
Meet in the front.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we'll see what happens.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know what? You come on by. This guy's gonna give you 40% off your first purchase.
I know he is. I didn't know he knew.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we got a story
so funny
to tell.
You guys laugh like 10 minutes after I say something. You guys laugh. It's great.
I don't know if it's like encouraging or like just depressing. Like you think you say something funny or amusing and then nothing.
Yeah.
And then you
see.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like me as a lover too. It's like, oh, this isn't going well. Oh, it wasn't so bad.
It's like that delayed release aspirin, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, I think for the listeners at home too, they don't know. We haven't mentioned it on air, but we are on a delay.
Bit of a delay.
Tony's delayed with us. I think we're delayed with him. Mm-hmm. And that's why this improv that we're about to do is going to be so fucking good.
Hot. It's going to be awful.
Yeah. What? No, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Be good.
Better be.
Yeah.
So we drew the positions beforehand.
It might take like a half hour.
That's fine. They don't care. They got time.
Yep. It's going to take a half hour just for us to get through the instructions.
Yeah. So we all drew positions.
That's right. Yeah. Tony, do you want to reveal what you drew?
You tell me. I don't know. I forget.
You got the swing. No responsibility in the story. You can do whatever you want.
Come and go as characters or people, anything you want. You can do whatever. It's fine.
I love it. Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
And Damien, what do you got?
I drew the celebrity.
That's right. So we go to a random celebrity generator. It's going to give you four options. You'll have to appear as one of those celebrities at some point during the story, not stricken to that character.
Lay them on me.
You got Pete Rose.
Okay.
The Rock.
Okay.
Princess Diana.
Yeah.
And Socrates.
Now that's a good four.
What a
that's
list.
A hard choice.
I think I gotta go with my boy, Princess Diana.
Okay.
All right. And I got the narrator.
Do you think she should be Princess Dead Anna now?
Oh no.
Oh, too soon, too soon.
That's true, too soon. Sorry.
Or Princess Died. Princess Died Anna.
Died
that's
Anna. Not, yeah.
That,
yeah.
That's a little bit better.
Yeah. That one's just soon enough.
Just soon enough.
Yes. Just fresh.
And that means, Cody, you drew the narrator. So for that, we're going to go to canigetit.com for a location, a relationship, or a word in order to get the story started. What would you like?
Let's do a word.
Forehead.
Forehead.
Yeah, forehead.
The spooky forehead,
yeah,
with Princess Diana.
I mean, that kind of works, right?
That's a weird...
Should have got high for this.
Yeah.
I totally should have got high for this.
John was laying in his bed. It was late, about 10 o'clock. He was tossing and turning constantly, but he just had this itch on his forehead that he just could not scratch. And he just itched and itched and itched, and blood started running down his head until he slowly started just picking at the skin and revealing a mouth.
Oh, fuck. What the hell is this? What the hell is this? A mouth on my forehead? Now I got two mouths to feed? This is... Oh, my food budget's through the roof already. What do you want, mouth on my head? What do you want?
Hello.
Hey. Listen, I was itchy. I was scratching. And then you just opened up there. What's going on?
How long the delay is.
This episode of Spooked is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/spooked, S-P-O-O-K-E-D, to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/spooked.
Yes.
Love is in the air.
That's
Valentine's
right.
Day. It's coming up.
Valentine's Day coming up, and it's okay if you don't have a sweetheart this year. Mm-hmm. Have no fear. I know that weighs on a lot of people, whether they have a Valentine, don't have
That's
a Valentine.
Right.
You know, and the stresses of planning Valentine's Day is a lot. It can be a lot for you, and you might need someone to talk to during this time.
Self-love is important, and what better way to do that than with our friends at BetterHelp?
Exactly. I know that for myself, mm-hmm, I get a lot of stress while doing planning and putting things together. That really stresses me out. It gives me anxiety. It makes me kind of just fold up and want to just stay in bed. But it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't.
So the people at BetterHelp have people to talk to you about this and talk to me.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, BetterHelp's a great way to do that. It's entirely online. So even if you are stuck in bed, what great way to start it where you don't have to leave the first few sessions.
Exactly, yeah. Just open up your
open it up
laptop
and get it started right there.
Yeah, in bed. Perfect. You can still wear your jammies, just as I like it.
BetterHelp is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, whatever that schedule may be. Just fill out their brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And hey, if they don't work out for some reason, you can switch your therapist at any time for no additional charge.
Yeah, you're not stuck to a therapist, you know? And it's all online and everything, so you don't have to have that awkward thing of like in person and then they're just wondering whether they're going to see you again in person and it's more of a connection. No. Do online. Do BetterHelp.
That's right. So don't forget, go to betterhelp.com/spooked to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/spooked.
Today.
Yeah, I think you're delayed in the psychic
often
realm.
There's a delay, right. I have found when I take over people's foreheads.
Oh, shit. You've done this before?
It takes a bit of time.
Right.
I'm a forehead ghost. It's what I do.
Oh.
I have a message for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm listening. Do you want me to write this down? I'll get my paper.
Not?
I got. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready.
You need to do something, John.
I do. Okay.
You need to avenge my death.
Oh shit. Yeah. Like, does that mean like reporting it to the newspapers, or like you know, finding a bone in a closet or something? Like,
don't be such a fucking nerd, John.
Oh,
I need you to kill somebody.
Kill.
You need to avenge my death.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I just met you on my forehead, but yeah, sure. Who do you want me to kill? Who do you want me to kill, Mr. Forehead?
You want your forehead back or not, John?
But yeah, I do. I do.
I
yeah.
think I'm in the driver's seat here.
Okay. Well, who are we gonna kill? Who do we gotta kill?
Your father.
My father.
Yeah. He's driving right now. He's a driver. Mm-hmm. And he will be driving around, not Princess Diana, but Princess Diana's assistant.
Oh. Terrence.
Terrence.
Yeah.
Rogers. Yeah.
Terrence.
I never liked that guy.
I don't like him either.
I never liked
him. He smells like cheese.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually socks, but but they do smell like cheese.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, I don't have time for small talk. I'm a ghost, and I'm in your forehead.
Okay. Yeah. We'll go go kill my dad by Terrence Rogers, Princess Diana's assistant. I guess. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Hey, you got it, pal. I just need you out of my forehead before my big date later tonight. That's what's really stressing
actually,
me.
Actually, the thing is, this is gonna happen tomorrow.
What?
So I'm going to be around for the date tonight, and I think it'd be a lot of fun. I won't open myself up. I'll stay shut. I just want to watch.
Oh no, I got to figure this out. Maybe I can put my bangs down, or maybe I'll wear a hat. Oh no, this is going to be awful.
If you wear a hat, I want it to be a see-through hat. Like I really want to see this stuff.
You want to wear like a hairnet?
Whatever. Figure it out, John. I'm a ghost.
Damn it.
As John tries to figure it out and get ready for his date, we take you to his father's car. So, Terrence, Terry, can I call you Terry?
Yeah, it's Terry. Sure.
Well, yeah. So I was just driving around the other day, and then I saw this guy with a mouth on him. I was driving him, you know.
Doesn't everybody have a mouth on?
This guy had a mouth.
Hey, watch the road.
Fuck you, asshole. So there's a guy with a mouth on him. I killed him. I just threw him down into a ditch or whatever. Yeah. Hey, you got any kids?
Yeah. No, I lied.
Yeah, I got one named John. I think he's going out with a sweet girl tonight.
Okay. Listen, we got to get to the palace to pick up Diana.
Yeah, I'll drive you wherever you need to go, okay?
Yeah, she's got a date tonight with some guy.
Oh, duck your head, duck your head. Play it cool.
Okay.
Pull over.
Oh, shit.
Pull over.
Okay. Pulling over.
License and registration, please.
Yeah, here you go. What can I do you for? What did I do?
Okay, John. John, how do you say that last? How do you say that last? Oh, no. John Senior. John Senior. Huh, interesting.
Yeah, some people think that my last name is Senior, but it is Senior.
Yeah, it's weird. It's spelled weird.
Can I bring my head up now?
You're going. Who's that in the back?
Oh,
I said to be quiet, Terry.
Oh, it's Terrence.
Yeah, I'm just driving around.
Why are you telling him to be quiet? And why is he hiding in the back seat? What's going on?
I'm driving him around. Okay, I'm just driving him from place to place. It's a job.
Yeah,
that's all wrong.
You're a driver, and you're driving him around. But why is he hiding?
Well,
what are you up to?
I got a big
Senor?
Pimple on my forehead.
Yeah, he's got a big pimple.
I'm embarrassed.
Oh no, have you tried that oxycillin?
No. What is it called? I'm gonna write that down.
Oxycillin.
Oxycillin. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get him some penicillin. Now, can we go?
I don't know. You realize how fast you were going?
Yeah, we were trying to get to a place very fast. That's what he pays me for. I'm the driver. I was going about 80.
Oh.
Yeah, you ever see that movie Baby Driver? Okay. That's what I wanted.
I don't actually know how fast you're I haven't seen that movie. You can sit back in the back and hide again. That pimple is disgusting.
Okay, sorry.
It looks like a mouth.
Well, maybe it is, but I will never tell.
Were you just eyeballing the?
My gun is broken, so I just wanted to pull you over and see if you knew how fast you were going. You could go now.
Hey, if his gun is broken, that means he can't do shit.
Well, yeah, he said we can go now. It's fine.
Not my gun, you moron. My speed gun.
Oh shit! Okay, go.
All right, see you later, officer. Thanks for hiding back there, Terry.
Yeah.
The reason why I needed you to hide is because I don't have a driver's license.
Oh, shit.
When he asked for a license and license registration, I just gave him registration. Usually, if you do it confidently, they don't ask for the other one. They think you made a mistake.
I don't think he ever gave you back your registration. Now you don't have either.
Oh, shit. Well, that's how I lost the license.
Pull over.
Oh, shit. Terry, hide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, John Senior.
Yes.
I forgot your registration. Sorry about that. I'm just having a bad day. My speed gun's broken. I forgot to even ask for your license. But you know what? I'm feeling very charitable today. I'm not even gonna ask to see it. You guys can just go.
Oh, appreciate it. Hey, actually, I gave you my license. I think you lost it.
Oh shit.
But if you just hand me your gun, we'll call it even.
What?
Okay, but listen. Don't report this to anybody, okay?
Well, you don't report it to anybody. We're fine. We're
not
square.
Supposed to lose licenses. I'm really not supposed to give my gun away, but to be honest, I've been drinking all week and a lot of this type of stuff has happened. So I'm going to give you my gun, all right? And you do what you want with it. If you could file off the serial number, that would be a big favor to me.
You got it. I'll use some of that Oxy stuff that you said to get it off.
Yeah,
maybe.
Good. Here, Terry, it's your job.
I don't care about you anymore. I don't care about you anymore at all.
Right in the forehead. Gonna pop my pimple.
I gotta go. It's happy hour.
All right.
Bye, officer. Thank you.
Let's go. Come on. We gotta get Diana. Pick her up.
And so he drives. He drives and drives, shooting the gun in the air as he drives. And back to John's apartment.
All right. Okay. Listen, mouth, forehead. Don't embarrass me tonight. This is a big date. I want to make a big impression. God. And then tomorrow we'll avenge your death and kill my dad. Okay. Can you just please be good? And don't. That's them.
Oh, she's here. Come on, let's do this.
All right. Okay.
I want to see some naked.
I do too, so just calm down. All right.
Okay. I'll help you out. Okay, we'll do a Cyrano thing.
Okay, thank you. Hello. Hi.
Hey, Johnny. How's it going?
It's going.
You excited for a big day?
Yeah.
Where are you going to take me tonight?
We're going to go to Wimpy's Diner for some burgers and fries.
Your car broke. We'll order in.
But my car broke. We're going to order in, if that's okay, from Wimpy's Diner's burgers and fries.
Well,
is that okay?
I don't know how the delivery is going to go for Wimpy's Diners, but you can make something yourself.
You want a
I don't mind.
You want a milkshake.
I'll get you a milkshake.
A milkshake. It's sweet in the pot.
Yeah, sweeten the pot with that milkshake. Do you like that?
What do you mean, sweeten the pot?
I got your back.
I'll rub your back.
Sounds like there's two of you, Doc.
No, there's just an echo in here.
Sounds like you're hyping yourself up, John.
I wouldn't
echo
do
in
that.
Here. Echo in here. Echo in here.
See?
Echo in here.
Oh, I guess you're right. I'll sit down.
Sit down. Come on. It'll be fun. Nice. All right. Listen.
Let's put some music on.
Yeah, let's put some music on. Sorry, there's a delay in the echo.
Were you asking me to put music on? I've never been to your place before. What do you want me to do it?
I'm sorry. I got so ahead of myself.
You want me to just play it on my phone? What are you talking about, Johnny?
All right, I'll put it on. Don't worry. Calm down. Sit down. Relax. Just get on that Whippy's Diner. We'll start ordering. Get your milkshake. What do you want?
What do you mean, get on it? You want me to order it? Do I got to do everything? I came to your house. Plants here and I'm doing everything.
Wait one second, I'll be right back. Ah, oh, geez, forehead, it's going terribly. What the hell? I got her in the door, but now
God,
she's like...
she is a pain in the ass. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this day. What do you think we should do? Let's put on a little music and dance and see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, you know,
all right. Okay, maybe the dancing will
but you know, be gentlemen, don't be aggressive. Just let it happen.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Okay.
Listen, I'll even be the music. You just go. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. I'm playing the music right now.
I know this much is true.
Johnny, it's our song. How did you know? I didn't know we had a song yet, but I'm glad it's this one. Okay. Do you want to dance with me while we wait for our food to arrive?
A dance with you just alone in here?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Come here. Come close.
I didn't know people actually did this.
Dance?
Yeah, alone in their apartment.
Well, we're not alone. We're together.
I guess.
But now I'll come back again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line?
This is beautiful, Johnny.
I'm so glad that you like it, because you're beautiful too.
Kiss her, kiss her, you dumb fuck. Kiss her.
Okay, I'll go. Can I
use my mouth. Use my mouth.
Okay. What?
Use my mouth. Kiss her again.
Are you sure?
Just use my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, Johnny, the second kiss was much better.
What?
Your second kiss.
Hey.
What?
It's like you're improving on your kisses each one you give me.
No, the first kiss was better. See?
Okay, give me a third.
Don't be so defensive.
No, that one was bad. It was the
second one. Don't
be so defensive.
All I am is a mouth.
What?
All I am is a mouth. Don't worry about it.
What?
Keep kissing.
What do you mean by that?
Just put your fucking head down.
Okay.
Oh, this is so good, Johnny.
Oh, okay. You know what? I stop. Okay, I can't do this anymore. I have something I have to tell you.
What?
What's going on, Johnny? You can tell
this is
me.
Always happened.
I'm not. You weren't just kissing me. You were kissing my forehead, mouth.
Oh my God!
Fucking
what
rat.
The? Which one was the good one?
Not him.
Oh, it was you, huh? Fuck.
Listen, I didn't want for this to happen, but he showed up on my forehead this afternoon and said, I got to kill my dad tomorrow to avenge his death. And then I said, I got a big date, and I tried to make it work, but I didn't want to cancel. And
listen,
hey, now you love
thing.
Kissing him more than me. And that's.
Here's the thing. I think we can all work this out if the three of us just sit down and talk.
Okay.
I'm willing to forego the killing your father thing for revenge. If I could just hang out on your head and kiss this beautiful woman for, you know, like maybe a month, a week.
Oh my God. No one's ever been this romantic to me before.
We got a good thing going here. This works for everyone, except kind of you, but whatever.
Johnny, we really do like what's going on here. I mean, if you just promise me that you won't talk to me anymore and just let your mouth on the forehead do all of the talking and kissing and other stuff too.
Other stuff?
Well, we'll talk about that later, right, forehead mouth.
What?
Sorry, plug your ears, Johnny.
Okay.
Oh my God. I love a happy ending. I love a happy ending.
And so the mouth and Johnny's ex-girlfriend lived on together, with Johnny never being able to listen to them or talk ever again.
We cut to Buckingham Palace. Where the hell is my driver? He was supposed to be here 2 hours ago. It looks like I'll have to get some cheap, lame-ass driver to drive me to the thing that I was going to. I hope I don't get in an accident and die.
Boom.
Spooked.
That was an accident.
Spooked. That was a scary story.
Wow.
Complete reversal of expectation, really too. It was. You almost thought it was going to go somewhere else.
I didn't know where the fuck it was going, but I kind of like, I liked where it ended.
Nah,
you guys are great. You guys are really good.
I like to think that the driver ended up not picking her up and just hanging out with that cop and just
shooting
getting
guns.
Yeah, going to the bar.
I think so. I wanted to, as soon as we got into murder, I was like, maybe we want to steer this away from Princess Diana. And you guys were very,
that's true. Very we don't
wise to have already thought that thought before I did.
That's true. We don't need the royal family coming after us for their assassination plot against Princess Diana. Yeah. That's what you were implying, right?
You know, the people have talked about YouTube before in connection to the accident. So.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I'm glad that this kind of.
Yeah, we don't need any publicity about that happening and coming after us, right?
It's all your ghosts and spook shit. It's like that's people true. Just think you're weird. You're just weird, and they don't know what powers you wield.
Listen,
where do you think I get all the information from? I know all the ghosts.
That's true. Listen, if the royal family's listening right now, give us a call.
The Italian ghost.
We'll hash it out. We'll get to the bottom of it. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well, on that note, let's do a random plugs. Tony, where can everyone follow you?
Oh, I don't care. I mean, Instagram is Napo period Tony. I'm on Facebook. I don't even go on Twitter anymore. I hate that fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. It's dog shit.
I hated it a long time ago. But you know why? Because also partly because nobody gives a fuck I'm on Twitter. You know? It's like everything else I'm on, there's like, I'm a part of the scene and we interact and it's fun. And Twitter is just like, I might as well go stand outside and scream out onto the street, you know?
Yeah,
like the last episode of Ozark.
Is that where people can follow you outside on the street?
If they want to, if they really apply themselves.
I will say, Tony, that you're my favorite person on Facebook by far. Like,
oh, thanks.
You get absolute gold out of it. I still remember one post that you did a long time ago. I think this was probably like 5 years ago. It was Montreal, and it's you with a cigar in front of like the sandwich shop, and you just put like, "I'm gonna wait an hour in a fucking line for a sandwich."
I love it. I love it. And you know, I had this column, Napaholics Anonymous, for for years. I still have it actually, but I realized nobody gives a fuck about it anymore. But I always, you know, Facebook's always been like my little show in my mind. Yeah. I'm just here to try and like entertain people. And then every once in a while, there's an interesting discussion. But for the most part, I'm just here to fuck around.
That's awesome. We'll be tweeting all of your stuff out anyways, too. I'm posting it on Instagram and all of that stuff.
You guys, you're great.
You're amazing. And you can go to the sonarnetwork.com, see a full profile on Tony with direct links to the IMDb, the Instagram, and all of the episodes that he's done of the podcast in the past. And Spooked.
Yeah. Spooked.
And I'll come back and do some more. That was actually fun.
Hell yeah.
Come on back.
We definitely need you back. We'll have you in person one time, too.
Are you guys going to go Spooked? Are you guys going to do that at the end?
Yeah.
Spooked.
Spooked. Oh, okay, I want to do it, too.
Spooked.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.